Blog Talk.
Well, tonight we have a great show. Welcome to everyone in the chat room, all the guests that's listening. Welcome. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show.
Call in at 347-237-5506. But anyways, and when you do call in, push 1 if you want to talk to the host. Because if you don't push 1, I think you're just listening in.
Welcome, everyone, to the Rad Reality Show. It's a steamy July 28th, 2011. This is the Roundtable Show. I'm your co-host tonight, Cherry Garcia. We have Paul on the phone line to back me up, and we have the host of the show, Michael Cowboy Ellis. How are you tonight, Cowboy?
I am doing great. What a show!
It was a great show tonight.
It was a drama-filled week, I guess, in the Big Brother house. I guess that's what everyone likes is drama, and boy, it was there, wasn't it?
They brought the drama this week. It has been there this week.
Oh, I totally agree. I want to thank everyone getting into the chat room early. I see Cheetown Joe's in, see Moore Green. We got Tony in the room, so hello all. Thank you so much, podcasters and archive listeners. I tell you what, I appreciate the fans coming out, and we have amazing guests with us tonight. Amy Cruz from Big Brother 3, and you know fans of the Rad Reality Show know that season 3 was dear to me because that was the season I actually applied for. So season 3 is the season that I really, you know, was like, what would have happened if I went in that house? And I know what would have happened. I would have came up in second place. I promise you that. That was a tough group, and I'm really excited. Amy is an amazing person, and she brings different views to the table. And, we got to remember that she was the very first ever in Big Brother to ever come back for a second chance. So we can, you know, visit with her tonight about that, how she felt. She has shared with us before and where she went, and it's a great experience, kind of reasons why we actually do what we do. I tell you what, Cherry, before we get going, I want to say that before I forget, happy birthday. Tomorrow is Cherry's birthday. I want to wish her a happy birthday. And Paul's birthday is Saturday, so happy birthday, Paul. It would be cool if my birthday fell on Sunday, wouldn't it? But it don't.
We can pretend. Happy birthday, Cowboy.
Thanks. Oh, my goodness. So I got a question. Paul, are you going to try to pull up the live feeds to see if the endurance competition is going to be shown?
I do have it queued up. I've got a couple windows from the BB Light application that I use. And nothing yet.
Okay, nothing yet. Awesome. And if I've got to go to it, that's fine. I tell you, I did something unique this week, and I kind of mentioned it to Cherry. I actually went to what's the live feeds? Who puts it on?
Superpass.
So I went to Superpass, and a couple nights ago, I was sitting here with my daughter, and I was showing her, you know, kind of what it looks like being in the house and stuff, and watching it, you know, from the outside. And so I pulled up a chat room, and just to try to, you know, I guess strike a conversation up. And I guess I didn't believe that I was Cowboy because none of them was taking the bite. Or they may be new fans. They may not even know who Cowboy is, which that's totally understandable. And so, you know, about 10 minutes in it, I was like, you know what, I'm done with this. And, I plugged the show. I was like, I'd like to hear more of your opinions. You know, come to the Rad Reality Show Thursday. So if y'all are here and you actually showed up, welcome. This is a fun show. Friendly show, it's about the fans getting together and talking about what they really love. So, do we have a Ron's favorite song up keyed?
I do.
Awesome.
So,
everybody, this is Ron's favorite song. And, of course, he loved Endurance Nuts. And so this is a tribute to Ron. I hope you enjoy.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Kind of the truncated version, if you will.
Well, you know what? It's still great. You know, I tell you, he really loved that. Every time I called Ron's cell phone, I always heard that song. And, you know, even when I was having a bad day, I mean, literally, I was just, Ron, can you please change that song? It's getting on my everlasting nerves. And he always said he would change it, but never did. So do we have my guest up yet?
Not yet.
I didn't ask you earlier, Cowboy, what do you know what her area code is or what state she'll be calling from?
It'll be Florida.
Okay.
It'll be Florida.
She's not there yet.
Okay, awesome. Okay. Well, you know, that's fine. I tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and do the recipe. This is actually a recipe that I actually made in my kitchen this week, and so I really was excited because I got to witness how fast it sold, and so it kind of, you know, made me feel good because it was my very first soup actually, and I was nervous in that kitchen. You know, of course I've made soups at home, but when you're making a mass production, I mean, I literally made 20 gallons of this. So I'm going to give y'all a 12-serving, recipe. And, of course, you know, I understand that it's hot, but I really think that you will enjoy this. This is broccoli cheese soup. And if you've got a pen and paper, this is the time to go ahead and get that. If not, you're going to just have to go to the archive. Boy, archives is awesome, isn't it?
It is.
Awesome. All right, here it goes, ladies and gentlemen. All right. You're going to need a half a cup of butter, one onion chopped, 6 ounces of broccoli, 4.5 ounces cans of chicken broth, 1 pound of loaf cheese, which Velveeta obviously is usually the good, you know, but you don't have to have the good stuff. You can get, you know, the Walmart cheap brand. 2 cups of milk, 1 tablespoon of garlic powder, 2/3 cups of cornstarch, and 1 cup of water and Worcestershire sauce. And which, you know,
of course. All right, wait a minute, Cowboy. 1 cup of Worcestershire?
I would actually go probably a half. It's 1 cup of water, but I would go with a half a cup of Worcestershire sauce.
Okay.
And what you do is, obviously, butter and onion, where you're going to saute your onions, and then you're going to stir in your broccoli and cover with the chicken broth. You're going to simmer that till the broccoli tenders, and you're going to reduce the heat, and you're going to melt the cheese, and you're going to mix the milk, your garlic, and then you're going to obviously, next step, in a separate bowl, you're going to get your cornstarch. You're going to mix that with cold water and get that where obviously it's together. And after, obviously, it's liquid form, you're going to pour that into your soup to get the thickness of your soup. And you're going to stir that in. And you're going to take that off of, obviously, the burner and let it cool off a little bit, and it's ready to serve. And of course, you can put potatoes in it. To be honest with you, if you use potatoes, you don't actually have to use the cornstarch because the potatoes have enough starch in it. You don't have to use cornstarch. And so if you use enough potatoes, obviously the starch from the potatoes will hold your soup together and make it a thick recipe. So it's very delicious. I saw it fly off my shelves the past couple of days, and I sold the last of it this evening. So it does sell. It does taste good, and you can tweak it to your own flavor. You can put celery in there. I mean, you can put whatever type of vegetable, carrots. I mean, whatever you feel like that you want to make for your family. It's a great recipe. Firsthand, I saw it, you know, the customers loved it. So I think that you will love that recipe. And I also want to say the last recipe that I actually made that was my recipe, you know, Kirk, you know, commented that he used the recipe for his family and loved it. So I'm glad that Kirk used it, and I hope that everyone else will use these recipes because obviously, I enjoy to cook. I enjoy to be creative. I just sometimes don't, I guess, feel like it's good. I made a beef stew today, a ground beef stew, and it will be sold tomorrow. So I'm really excited. I made 20 gallons of that. So
wow.
You kind of see what type of mass production I have to do. So I'll get some of these, I'll get them from people, and then I have to tweak it to 20 gallons worth. So I have to, you know, do it more for taste and try to, you know, see what customers will like. And I've got some of these older ladies in my kitchen. I'll give them my soup, and they critique me, even if I don't like it. Boy, they really let me have it. And, you know, I heard comments with the broccoli cheese soup that, wow, this is the best I've had. And I'm like, quit making me have a big head. But it was a good feeling because them ladies have been around for a good while. I mean, they're probably in their 50s to 60s, so they've been in the kitchen industry for a long time.
It sounds wonderful. I can't wait to try it.
So, Cowboy, I did hear, okay, the feeds are back.
Oh,
I don't know. Looks like Adam is out.
Not surprising.
So I don't know what he meant. Somebody else is out. Rachel's standing in front of him. I think it could be LaJuan. Move, Rachel.
LaJuan is sitting pretty in this game. He really is.
We've got a caller. Let's see who this caller is. And I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and bring them up without screening and see who we've got on the line.
Okay. Oklahoma.
What is going on, everybody? What's going on? It's been a while since I got on here. I figured I better come in. And Michael called me, I think it was this week, and asked me why I'd been away from my other big brother home and told me I needed to come back and say hi. So figured I'd call in tonight, say hi to everybody.
Well, thank you, stranger.
Hi. So Alan, I mean, it has been a while, and I tell you, I miss having you, you know, basically throwing people in jail and stuff. But if you had to throw someone in jail this season so far, who would it be and why? And I know we have not talked about this. I'm throwing you on the spot, so hopefully you'll come up with something good for me.
I'll tell you what, you know, if you go about who's been dirty, who's done what, I would have to say I was very, very pleased with tonight's vote. I think Dominic kind of sealed his own fate when he stood up and said what he said. You know, when you're up against other people and you're on the block like that, you don't belittle people. You don't talk trash. That's not the time for it. You go out with style. You do your thing. You be classy about it. I really did not like Dominic. And, you know, and Julie put him on the spot, too, and said, if Danny was really your teammate, like you say she was, why didn't you go to bat for her when everybody was getting on her like they were? And that's just it. He didn't do it. He wasn't, I mean, now, don't get me wrong. I don't think everybody should tell the truth in this game. This isn't a game about truths. But Jeff caught him red-handed, and he sat him down and said, listen, you got a minute to tell me what I want to hear. If you don't tell me, that's it. You know what? It's over from there, buddy. You should have just went ahead and told him, yeah, you know, this is what happened. You caught me. And you know what? Dominic got busted.
Yep, very well.
Hi,
yeah,
Alan.
He sure did.
Alan.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, Paul?
Hi, Alan.
How are you, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you?
Alan, if you don't have the feeds on, Adam and LaJuan have both fallen already. I wonder if anybody's gotten the 10K yet, though.
Goodness. You know, it's kind of weird because this is the first time that I've called in since Ron's passed, and it's kind of, you can definitely tell that things have changed. Not to discredit anybody or to say anything bad about anybody here, but, you know, Ron was definitely a unique person, and I'm not trying to jump off on that, but you can sure tell that there's something different about the show.
I think it's his presence. I mean, we've talked about that.
No one will ever fill those shoes.
Amy is trying, but she said that she can't get through. She's got the right number. I did ask what error code, but I think that she said that she tried calling and just hasn't been able to get through yet.
Do I need to hang up?
No. I have heard this a few times in the past when, I mean, I even tried calling in one time and it took me a couple times, and I got all lines or circuits are busy or something. Did she say that's what she's getting, Cowboy?
Yeah, and she can't. Yeah, she can't get through.
She just
and she checked the number with me. She's got the right number.
She just has to keep trying, and I don't know what causes that. I wish I did know, but.
Okay.
Alan, I do know what you're saying and about the show, and like Cherry says, I will echo that as well. It's nobody is going to ever come close to replacing Ron. It's just not going to happen.
Well, I will say this. Y'all are doing an awesome job, and definitely, you know, keeping Ron's town. I mean, excuse me, Ron's. I looked at Chi-Town Joe, what he was writing on there. I didn't mean to say his town. that was a moment of a temporary case of the dumbass right there.
Hey, by the way, I'm going to, without screening this call, looked at the area code. Oh, Cherry just left to screen her. I think we have Amy up here, a Florida area code. So, Amy, is that you?
Yes, it is. I was dialing 342. I had the wrong zip or the wrong area code. But
hi,
yes,
Amy.
I'm here.
Welcome to the Rad Reality Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Amy, how are you, baby girl?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, great. I tell you what, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show just because, for one, I loved you on your season, Southern Belle. You got to love the Southern Belles.
Thank you.
And, of course, you know, I've said it over and over, your season's the season I actually applied for. So I really,
I wish you would have been a part of it. It was so much fun, and we all had such a blast. But, you know, you could have been there instead of, like, Tanya or something, and it would have been much better.
Well, you know, the thing is I really think that you would have ate my lunch. Y'all were rough and ruthless. And I tell you, it was kind of an older group.
We were ruthless, but we had so much fun. I don't see that a lot in recent seasons in the house. Like, we had a blast. We really had so much fun together. Even though at times we hated each other, we still were like little kids at summer camp. And I think that's like an experience that we were able to take from it that was so great.
Hey,
Michael, we also have Dave and Mary with us now.
Oh, awesome. They're actually are they in Florida right now?
Welcome, Dave and Mary.
Cowboy.
Hey, baby girl, are y'all in Florida right now?
Oh, Cowboy, you don't know how happy I am. Guess who we just met?
Who did you just meet?
Hayden Lane and Mr. Spectacular himself.
Wow.
And they're all willing to talk to you, but they gave us a lot of gifts.
And Eric player,
and America's player Eric, who is really sketchy in real life.
Oh,
my gosh, guys, what's going on? I know Dominic was voted out. I've got all these fans down here who's looking up like jokers and stuff for me.
Yes, it's an endurance competition. Mary, so you know, we got Amy from season 3 on the line right now.
Hi, Amy Southern Belle. Hi, how are you? I'm fine. How are you?
Wonderful. I just finished watching. And this is really an interesting season for me. Some seasons I get bored with, but I'm enjoying this one.
Yeah, so far, as long as they don't vote out the TV people, you know?
Well, I have my picks, and then I have those who I'm ready to see go. But
your picks, Amy?
Because every time I say my picks and they get voted out.
That's okay, Tammy. I'll tell you my picks. You tell me yours.
I'll tell you who aren't my picks. I'm not a huge fan of Brendan and Rachel. They're entertaining, but they get on the last
nerve. Well, me and her like are two of a kind, aren't we? Because I'm not a huge fan of Brendan and Rachel either.
No, they get on my last nerve.
Yes, they really do.
Oh, God. She kills me because she will be mean to people, and then she'll go back and cry. They're mean
to
me. Well, of course they are.
And she fake cries. Cowboy,
I'm
sorry. I know you love her.
I'm not a fan of Portia either.
I'm not either. David thinks she's the prettiest thing on earth.
Prettiest thing to ever be on any reality show. I think I'm falling for Portia. Maybe she likes a little cowboy.
You see like 5 minutes of her. They don't even show her.
This week they've showed her. That's what I told David is, this week I've seen more Portia than I've seen all season.
Yeah,
like
and that's because
you
saw her vote. I mean, she,
well,
yeah,
I
she
could
say
Portia Moore. Let's say Portia Moore. Let me write CBS. We want to see Portia Moore.
No, we don't.
No, Cowboy. She just is so. And I'm sorry. I live in South Florida, and she's from Fort Lauderdale, and I just have an issue with this whole VIP cocktail waitress thing. Whatever happened, actually, you're a cocktail waitress. I'm sorry. You're either a cocktail waitress or a high-end working girl, so to speak. You're not. There is no such thing as a VIP cocktail waitress. There's only a couple of meanings that you can get out of that, and VIP cocktail waitress is not one of them.
Okay.
I'm sorry. People that I work with watch Big Brother also, and they've all said the same thing. They're like, we live down here. We go to these places. There's no such thing as a... Anyway. Sorry.
So, Amy, real quick, because I honestly think...
Brendan is down. Okay, go ahead.
All right.
I really don't think that we know if anyone is home that has been evicted. I honestly think that someone could come back in the house. And the only reason.
You're not the first person to have said that either. I've heard that from some other people too.
I got a tweet that Cassie is home now, Cowboy.
I honestly hoped
Cassie would be the one to come back.
Me too.
I really liked her. My husband said when they voted her off, he was like, okay, I'm done. They voted the pretty girl out. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm not watching it anymore.
I tell you what, Amy, I actually started saying Country Girls Shake It for me because I tell you what, she's from about, I guess, an hour and a half from me, from Allen. Probably less than that, actually. It's less than that. It's probably an hour away. So I tell you, I really hope that I get to meet Cassie. I think that she really got the raw end of the deal. That's why I really...
She did.
I hate the newbies versus the veterans. I really do.
Yeah,
you know,
I do too.
If I was a veteran going in the house, of course I would play it, yes. But I don't think that it's actually fair.
Well, it divides everybody so much, and you can honestly tell the seasoned competitors against the ones who aren't. And so, yeah, there is a certain advantage there.
Amy?
There would be a certain advantage for any of us going back because we know what to expect a little bit more so with those games than they do. So, yeah,
Amy.
You're right. There's an advantage.
Hey, Amy?
Cowboy.
Yes.
David said, if you want, look at our number, and we have to go. We just had to bring gifts back to the hotel, back to our room, and we've got Jesse, we've got Hayden Lane, and Eric willing to talk.
Oh, awesome.
So you want us to call back and let them talk to you about their take on this season?
Absolutely. We'll be doing the show for an hour and a half, so
I think we've got another hour.
I
don't understand
why
you're not here, okay? Because you are a cowboy, honey. There's no other cowboy. So I just want to say that. But watch
awesome.
My number
Thank
and we'll
you.
Call out back when we get to the room, okay?
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, love y'all boys.
Love you too.
Bye bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks, Mary.
Yeah. Where are they that threw up with that whole crowd?
They're in an event
in Florida.
It has to do with
Orlando, isn't it, or in that area?
Brendan jumped off. Adam, the woman, Brendan are out.
Do what? Who's out?
Brendan jumped off. Adam Lawan and Brendan are out.
Yes. Okay. Good.
Hey, Amy.
Yeah.
This is Paul, by the way. I think you're absolutely right that the veterans do have it because they can actually also keep their mind about them a little better, you know, than the newbies can. But
well, yeah,
did you
because
hear,
it's not new to them.
Right. Did you hear Julie Chen at the end of tonight's show saying, check the website to see how you can affect or influence the
yes,
game? Do you think
I
that
did.
Is going to? Do you think that's going to be us voting for somebody to come back in?
I read that on Twitter several times tonight, that other people, like Ronnie from a few seasons ago, he thinks that. Several people have tweeted about thinking that, you know, we're going to have a vote. Here's my issue with us having a vote, is that any time America has a vote, there's no guarantee that our real vote is going to be the one used.
Oh, conspiracy. I think it's true.
Yeah, and I think, you know, on my season, I was the first person to come back. And on my season, the way that we came back, I thought that it was completely fair because we had to compete in order to come back. There was
right.
no vote. There was no way that it could be, you know, tilted toward the producer's likes or tilted toward, you know, there was no way to tilt it. It had to be what it was because we competed. And so, you know, I'm kind of leery of the votes if it's America voting for somebody to come back in. It always makes you wonder, is that really
I
who
have
America
to
voted
agree
back
with
in
you.
Or no?
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Amy. And I had told Paul previous to the show tonight that I had kind of hoped that it would be a competition between those already voted out so that,
yes.
you know, it would be a more fair determination as to who came back in. You know, but I also said, you know, that could mean that Dominic would walk right back into the show, you know, which would really shake things up. You know,
yeah,
but I mean, that's drama, and that's what everybody watches Big Brother for.
Exactly.
And so, you know,
I can say this. Even when they're having competitions, like even when we competed, when I came back into the show, when you compete, they know what each individual is good at and what each individual is capable of doing. So they can tailor-make competitions. However, even if they tailor-make competitions, people
right.
can surprise you. So they can't ultimately determine the outcome of the competition. They can try by tailor-making it, but that doesn't mean they can determine the outcome. So I think anytime they do a competition, it's a lot more, even if it leans a certain way, it's still, you know, better than a vote because I'm so leery of the vote.
I agree with you. And we all know that,
too.
You know, we've been somewhat skeptical of CBS
production.
And the tweaking that they do and sometimes
mm-hmm.
wondering how they kilter some of the outcomes and how much
mm-hmm.
sabotage
Yeah, and a prime example is that on my season, and I will always say this, is that I felt like everything on our season was so 100% fair and that they did nothing, you know, to waver the outcome. But then years later when Danielle from my season, Danielle Reyes, and I started looking at it and talking about it, we realized that the veto competition that I won, which caused, you know, a whole lot of drama in the house, and it was supposed to, that veto competition was the competition where we had to walk through an obstacle course with a board on our head. And if the board fell off of your head, you were deducted like 30 seconds from, you
right.
know, your overall time. They knew, and I thought Lisa would do great because she was a dancer, but they knew that with my pageant background and everything that I'd done, that I was more likely to win that than other people. So it wasn't that they rigged it. It was just that they knew that I would probably have a better chance of winning that than anyone else.
All right. So kind of tailored to you. This is what I'm thinking. I'm looking at this
yeah.
back and forth thing, and I'm thinking the women with their, you know, with their hips. I don't know. This sounds kind of weird.
Well, yeah, it's a little bit easier to move than when you have a thicker waist and you're a man.
And the only man left right now is Jeff on the wall, by the way.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, God. Hang on. I want to hear Jordan to win.
Amy, let me ask you this. How do you think you would have done if you had to be in sequester waiting to come back in?
I did it before for 3 weeks. And
yours was 3 weeks before it started?
I was in sequester 3 weeks. Like when I got kicked off the first time, I was in sequester for 3 weeks before I went back into the house.
Okay, yeah. That's
and
great.
I was in sequester in Mexico. And then they moved me back to Los Angeles a few days before the show, and I was in sequester there. And it was fun. I mean, I enjoyed sequester. It's like you have no responsibilities in the world. Nobody expects anything of you. No one can talk to you. You might get to make a call to your parents and say, hi, I'm okay. But somebody's on the other line, and you can't talk about the game or anything pertaining to the game. So it was kind of cool. It's like a little vacation.
Did you have freedom because you were in Mexico? Because I know that's where they
I didn't have freedom. I had a handler, like a babysitter from CBS with me. She was about my age, and she was really cool, and we had a lot of fun. But she was with me at all times to prevent me from talking to other people because I couldn't know what was going on in the game. So I remember the first time we were sitting at the bar at Club Med in Ixtapa, and somebody walked by and they pointed at me, and I turned around, turned around to see who they were pointing at. And then I turned back around, I looked at her, and I said, what are they pointing at? And she said, you. And I was like, oh, my God, they know who I am? And she's like, yeah, but you can't talk to them. And
right.
So I was aware that a lot of people knew about the show and a lot of people were watching it, but I wasn't allowed to speak to anybody. So in all honesty, I didn't know anything about the game when I went back in. I had no idea what I'd missed. I mean, I was fully sequestered.
Okay.
It just so happens that my husband and I rewatched your entire season, Amy.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
It was so fun. I happened to get for Christmas the DVDs of all of the seasons from 1 to 12. And
oh, wow.
We just happened to watch season 3 from start to finish, and I actually got to see some of the pictures of you while you were in sequester in Mexico, and it looked like you had a blast.
I did. I had so much fun. I mean, like I said, it was a true vacation. I had no stress, no worries. I was just hanging out waiting to see what happened next. And it really was so much fun. I mean, I just had a blast. I read books. I laid on the beach. I had no cares in the world. I was curious about what was going on in the house, but it was fun.
I can imagine if it went on too much longer, though, it would start to wear thin. But 3 weeks, I can imagine, might be sort of nice.
It would have been much harder had it gone on longer. Yeah,
right.
It would have been.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
a perfect timing. I couldn't
Amy,
imagine
I don't
doing
know if
it like Lori did for like 6 weeks. I don't think I could have done that.
Right.
Amy, I don't know if anybody's asked you this or not. If I wasn't listening, I'm sorry. But do you watch the feeds or just the episodes on CBS?
In the past couple of years, I have watched the feeds. I've been on the internet. I've kept up with exactly what's going on. But this year, I've only watched the show. I haven't even gone on to Jokers or BBQ or any of the websites to see what was going on. Like, I've completely just left it up to watching the show this year. And it makes it a little bit more exciting for me, I think.
Okay. I have to give an update thanks to Freaky Mom in the chat room. She's reporting that Adam's snowball is an elf suit he has to wear.
Nice.
Brendan is a have-not.
Oh, that's even better.
And we don't know what LaJuan got.
Well, if there were only three, were there three or four?
Well, that's what I was just going to ask. Damn it, and you asked the question before I could.
Yeah, I can't remember, but if there were only three, Don, were there three or four snowballs? Do you remember?
There was five.
Somebody
five
has
snowballs.
We have the $10,000 one.
Yeah, somebody has the $10,000 one. That's why I was saying how many.
There's five
together.
Snowballs.
Five of them.
Five snowballs.
House Rodent says four. Shaitan Joe says four.
Fritz
says
five. It's five.
Okay.
It's five. I promise you it's five. I wrote it down on my notes.
Good for you.
All
I've got
right.
a nice memory.
Now, I'll tell you what.
That
would have
been a fun conversation.
Wrote it down on his note, that's as good as gold, because I remember when me and him used to sit down and watch it together, this guy busts out a pen, a pencil, an eraser, whiteout,
wow.
and a spiral notebook. Why he gets a spiral notebook, that's why if he messes up one sheet, he can just spin it around and grab another sheet. He's on top of it when it comes to his notes.
How do you know I got a spiral notebook going on right now? That's funny, I do.
That would
I look
be
at
a
my
fun competition.
And
that's the thing I think that I miss most about Big Brother is I loved the competitions. They were so much fun.
So,
it
seems
yeah,
like a lot of fun. It seems like the competitions have gotten harder, though. They have upped their ante in the competition field.
They have gotten harder. I've also seen some that they've kind of recycled but upgraded, like the one that they had a few weeks ago where they had to soak. They had to put on the sponge outfits and soak
right.
themselves. But we did that, and we did that for... I want to say it was a luxury competition, and I fell over backwards in my costume, and it was full of water, and I couldn't get up, and I was like a turtle on my back rolling from side to side. And so they've taken some of their older ideas and made them more complex and added to them, and their decorations and you know, the whole scenery has definitely gotten better the way that they do for these games. It amazes me.
Right. Well, even
the
memory wall, you
so
can see.
I'm so mad. We didn't, well, of course, we got to meet Sheryl Crow, but we didn't get to meet the Hoff. That would have been kind of cool.
I loved watching Sheryl Crow on your season. That was so much fun.
You had a private concert. How many songs did you play?
She played I Want to Soak Up the Sun. She played Steve McQueen. And I think she played three songs total, but when she played Steve McQueen, that was the first song that she played, and the very first words of that song, we had never heard it because it came out while we were in the house. And so the first time she sang it, we heard it for the first time, and the first words of the song were, I went to bed in Memphis and I woke up in Hollywood, which had kind of been my situation because I fell asleep when they kidnapped me to go to sequester. I fell asleep on the plane. So I went to bed in Memphis, and I woke up in Hollywood. So it was really cool that the song kind of tied into my experience of it, and we were all
wow.
laughing about it.
Did she
sang three songs,
about...
and she said that we were like a bar mitzvah, and we were so embarrassed, and Marcellus ran and grabbed her hand, and
Jeff
he was like,
down.
Jeff fell down.
Jeff fell down.
So it's an all-female competition.
They just.
I told you
all
it's easier. That sort of thing.
Oh. No, guys, he was right about ready to choose a snowball, and they went to trivia.
Oh, that's his. Okay. They don't want anybody saying he wins the $10,000 right now.
Sheryl Crow say anything about did she know what Big Brother was, or was she a fan, or did you get to talk with her much?
But I'm sorry. Oh, no, she didn't. She did not say whether she was a fan or not. She was just talking about what a small crowd it was. And Marcellus grabbed her hand and he said, "We're starved for attention." And I think it kind of scared her and her band because they all looked at us like, "Oh God, we've got to get out of here." And they kind of, you know, took off out the back door and they left us autographed CDs. And we were just so happy because we didn't have music other than the HOH CD each week. So we were so happy just to have that Sheryl Crow CD. We memorized all the words to every song.
Who I can imagine.
You mentioned Marcellus. Who all do you still keep in touch with from your season and other seasons?
I definitely keep in touch with Marcellus. In fact, he and I were tweeting earlier this evening. We text a lot. We talk a lot. I definitely keep in touch with Danielle from my season. Her baby Bubba, her puppy dog that she loves and adores, he's undergoing chemo right now.
Oh, she's
feeding him filet mignon every night and taking good care of him.
Oh,
but
what
he,
a good mom.
He's ill. And so I keep up with them. Jason from my season is the, I believe, NBC.
Isn't for he
the,
a weatherman?
The NBC affiliate. He's the anchor for the
An
news
anchor?
In Orlando.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He is
mm-hmm.
Jason.
He's married and he has a baby daughter.
I knew he had a baby. I wasn't sure if it was a boy
yes,
or a girl.
Yes, he has a little girl named Gwen. And they live in Orlando. And Allison Irwin from season 4, keep up with her. She lives in Orlando also. Who else do I keep up with? Well, last time I was in Los Angeles, I talked to Josh from my season. I try to keep up with him as much as possible. Roddy and I email or Facebook, you know, every once in a while. And I keep up with June from season 4. June and I tweet together.
Isn't she a hoot?
Oh, she's hilarious.
Isn't she funny? I just love
her.
She
is so funny. A few weeks ago, the show was on, and she was tweeting, and I tweeted her back, and I said, I don't even have to type anything. I just retweet whatever you say. You're saying exactly what I'm thinking. I don't even have to do anything.
She is hysterical. That girl just
I love her.
Kills me. She is something else. I keep trying to get her to do a cookbook.
Oh, she should do a cookbook.
Shouldn't
she? She's living in Belgium now, and she has the most interesting stories. I mean, it's
like
an adventure, everything she does.
And then she tweets these pictures of her meals that she cooks.
Breaking news.
Oh, yes, and it looks like it came off of the Food Network.
Go ahead,
Paul.
Just got
$10,000. Just got $10,000.
We're talking over each other.
Jeff got the 10 grand.
Whoops. LaJuan's smiling. LaJuan's a have not.
LaJuan's a have not, and Brendan is a have not. I bet Rachel is smiling from ear to ear.
Now that's not good. Who got the 10 grand?
My prediction is the next two to drop are going to be Kalia or Shelley.
Of course. See, I have to agree with you once again to bring this up, is that the veterans have an advantage. They have a clear advantage.
I bet Danielle very, very well may win this thing.
Okay, and my husband said earlier tonight, he said, Danielle's going to win. I can already tell by the camera angle from the way they're showing her face. She's going to win, and
I think it could be Danny and Portia, the final two. Portia doesn't look at
in
all.
In that competition, I'm going to have to pull for Portia. But
Danielle's
going to end up
really?
Winning this, and that's going to make me question things.
Well, you know, that's how Big Brother goes. Usually it goes from one side to the other, and I would imagine that Danny probably will win this competition. It usually...
Well, you also have to think about the fact that she hasn't competed for the past 3 weeks. If she's all
right.
geared
she's...
up to win something.
Right.
Exactly. She's
it,
And she's
yeah,
mad, so she's
to
got
reason.
That.
And she's a good competitor. She's always been a
she
good
is.
Competitor. So it
yep.
stands to reason that this is her first chance to really show herself against the others. So
she's got
really...
that fire in her right now because... You know, Dominic was, you know, just
yeah.
sent home,
mm-hmm.
so.
Well, and she just got called out in front of everybody. So, of course, and she said that in the diary room. She said, well, I get to play in the HOH, and I'm going to win.
Yep.
We have another down. Jordan. Jordan is down.
Oh,
ooh.
Wow. Yeah, I think Danielle's going to win this one.
We have a clip to play.
I have to say the easiest competition to win is an endurance competition because you have complete control over whether or not you win that. Like, I felt like on the competitions where you're answering questions, you might get one wrong. You don't have as much control. When it comes to endurance, you can mentally psych yourself into winning that. You have complete control over winning that competition.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know,
Paul got this ready in the event that Dominic went home. So I'm going to go ahead and play this for Dominic going home tonight. And Paul put this together for this event. I thought it was rather funny. So this is for Dominic going home tonight.
Take me away!
La mini canica nica s'en allait tout simplement. La mini canica nica.
Good job, Paul. That was great.
I don't know how long that song was around for people that are so much younger than you and I, Cherry, but that was actually the Singing Nuns became famous for that song. So it popped into my head, and I had to use it.
Oh, I thought it was great.
I love the
excerpt from Another One Bites the Dust that you threw in there, because Danielle used to sing that to us in the house, and she would point at us, and we would all duck and get really nervous. Because we knew if she said that, it meant you were going. And if she pointed to you, we were like, oh, don't point at me. That's great.
Hey, Amy, as you are a good friend of Daniel Reyes's, how did you feel or react when she kind of lost it on All Stars?
She and I talked right before she went into the house, and I think we both knew before she went in there, she was like, I'm either going to do this totally or I'm totally not going to do this. Like, it was one of those situations, and after it was over, I was told by several people who chose to do that it was an entirely different situation because you know the people at that point. It's
mm-hmm.
not like you're in there with strangers, and it changes the dynamic totally. I got married in May of that year, which is why I decided not to do it, because I would have been coming home from my honeymoon and then leaving to be locked up for 3 months, and I couldn't do it. But I thought about it, and I even went out to Los Angeles and talked with the producers, and I really considered it, but it was something that I just didn't feel good about. And after it was over, Marcellus and Danielle both said, you know, it's an entirely different dynamic when you're in there with people you know.
Wow.
It changes it completely, and you lose it. You just can't. You already know these people. You've already talked to them. It really makes things difficult. And so I think I hated watching it. I mean,
when we were watching it, I was
pulling for her so hard. And then watching it, I was like, dude, what's wrong? But
it's kind of painful. Now you can almost feel what family members go through when they watch their children, you know, on the feed during that time, because now that they're close friends of yours. So it... You can't avoid, once you know everybody in there, I suspect, you can't avoid it becoming personal.
Right.
Exactly.
And I think we can see a little bit of what we're seeing in this season.
Absolutely,
with the five people who came back this year, where Jeff felt that Danielle going after him this early felt it was a personal move. Those people going back feel that it's very personal.
Well,
and
not only that, you see people like Danielle this year, who she knows that certain people, like Dominic, she knew that he was a fan of hers. I mean, you know that even if you go back in, the people who are coming in behind you, they know you, or they think they know you. They've seen you on the show. And so that's something also that changes the dynamic this year, is that the people who are in, the veterans who are in there, they know that the newbies know who they are. And so they kind of, everyone's always a little starstruck when they first meet. Like, I'm a little starstruck when I meet people from seasons after mine. And so, you know, that changes the dynamic also.
Right, right.
You
Amy,
know,
we've got somebody on the phone line that I believe has been a huge fan of yours, and if you don't mind, I'm gonna bring him up on the phone line. Area code 715. You're live on the Rad Reality Show.
Hey guys.
Hi Tom.
Oh my God! I just got a message from Paul saying Amy was on, so I had to call, and I just got home. So I'm like,
hi.
Hello.
This
like
is Tom
favorite.
The Star Heart now, Amy.
Yes.
Amy, you're my favorite person ever.
Thank you.
I still watch your season and think, I miss that. That was
oh,
fun.
Thank you so much. We always say it was the best summer camp ever. We had so much fun.
It was
yeah.
a great season.
You know, I want to say real quick, Amy, back on the All-Stars real quick, Danielle was the last group to go in, and Danielle and I was really close, and I was really excited to be able to play the game with her if I got to go in, and I remember, you know, taking off my hat because at this point we knew I wasn't going in the house. And I took my hat off to Danielle, and she knew what I did. It was towards her, and she knew how bad I wanted to play that game as
Michael,
well.
Michael, let me tell you something. Danielle called me before that, and she said, "Whatever you do, vote for Michael." She told everyone to vote for you. She wanted you in that game so badly. She was your biggest advocate. She had everybody online, on the phone. She wanted you in there. She said, if I'm going back in, I'm going to go back in and I want to play with him. And she had so many people behind you because she really wanted to play with you.
That's why it's really hard. I wish that we really got to see the votes really come down to it. You know,
that's
just,
what I mean by the vote situation.
You know, and I'm not saying that I should have been the top vote. I'm not saying that by any means.
No, I understand. It's just something that you question when you don't
absolutely
see the results.
Hey guys. Hey
Michael,
guys.
We also have David and Mary on the phone line. I'm going to bring them up, okay?
Awesome.
Okay, Cowboy. You know, Mary.
Yes, ma'am.
You're on the phone.
Cowboy, you know, Lane wants to talk to you, okay?
Great. Bring him on.
Okay.
Cowboy, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing a radio show, the one you called in from Six Flags a few weeks ago.
Oh, I understand. I know who you are, and I know when I called. But the one thing I don't know right now is why the hell you're not here in Florida.
I don't even know where you're at.
I don't either. I'm from Texas. Do you think I know where I'm at? Austin is full. Women, bikinis, titties, and beautiful women again.
Wayne, is it cool?
That's
it cooler
all
in Florida?
Where you go, Lane.
So if you take off what I just said, I'm in paradise.
Hey, Lane, you know the thing I thought about that was baby titties. That's all I heard of all things. Lane, we have Amy from season 3, and she actually lives in Florida. She's on the line with us.
What, who? I'm sorry.
Amy from season 3.
I'm sorry. Say the name again.
Amy from season 3, Big
Brother.
Oh,
Amy.
Yes, where are you?
Amy, what are you doing? Why are you there and not here?
I'm in Florida. I just don't know where you are. I live here.
I don't even know where I'm at either, so don't ask me.
I'm If y'all are around Orlando somewhere, I'm closer to Miami where y'all should be.
I wish. Hey,
yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know if you noticed this. Hey, have
Amy,
you noticed this
Amy,
so far?
Amy.
Florida is fucking humid.
Shane,
yeah, no shit. Yeah, totally.
Hey guys, here's where you're at, Lane. You're in Celebration, Florida, Amy.
Yeah.
Okay, that's near Orlando.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's super humid here. What are y'all doing? I don't see any alligators, so I don't understand why it's so humid.
Oh, yeah, you're from Texas. You don't understand that. I love the humidity.
Yeah.
That's why I live down here.
What are you talking about, Lane? We have humidity. We walk outside and we're drenched.
Oh, my gosh.
It's been like 100 degrees in Texas for like 30 days. We're only like 84 here. It's humid, but it's not that bad.
See, it's been 105 the past few days up here.
Hey, Cowboy, where are you at?
I'm in Grant, Oklahoma.
Okay, why are you even on the line right now, first of all? If you say anything Oklahoma, why are you talking?
I love you, Larry.
That's OU.
OU, Boomer Center, baby.
Oh, on. You can't take a Cowboys and say you're with OU. Okay, Cowboy, are you going to Vegas? Of course you're going to Vegas.
I don't know. Probably not, because I've got my kids.
Oh, well, hell. Well, shit, I'll make
my
way to
I'm a father, Lane. I'm a father.
Well,
How many kids do you have out there?
Okay, I understand that. I might be a father, too. I just haven't Googled it yet. Okay?
Breaking news. You heard it here first on the Rad Reality Show.
Oh, my God. That's
I'm pretty sure.
I just haven't Googled
whoever just had a newborn in the next, like, month, go ahead and check that blood. It might be mine.
That's great.
Yeah.
Hey, your next show, Lane, can be Maury Povich.
Or it could be Who's My Child?
Hey,
that
ain't funny. That was my
today.
Sister. You know how we handle it down here in Texas.
I'm pretty sure I got Oprah Winfrey knocked up, so I think her child is mine.
Oh, my goodness.
So if Oprah's listening right now, bitch, give me my boy back. I miss him.
Wow.
So, hey.
But what are you tonight?
Me too.
Do what?
So what are you guys doing down there in Florida? What kind of event is this, Lane?
We have, I love the charity events because they're so laid back and so much fun. So tonight, we're up here for Give Kids the World. The kids that have cancer. And they have, like, a special place or a village, kind of, that they live in Disney. People come and see them every day or something like that. But they're kids with cancer who are, unfortunately, maybe or may not live long, so this is kind of like their last wish still. So this event is the very best event I've been to. And I've been to a lot of good events. But right now I couldn't be any happier, so... That's where we're at right now.
That's a great
That's awesome.
Event.
You know, coming from me, Lane, I have four kids. And, that's why I do Toys for Tots in New Hampshire every December. And I tell you, that means a lot that you guys are doing that. And, I used to hit a lot of charities and stuff, and I've kind of slowed down since I've got my kids. But, I'm glad that y'all continue to live the dream and help, help kids and help other people it means a lot.
Oh, you understand. You have the kids now. You've already made your life. I haven't made my life yet, so I can still do these things,
And I'm glad you're able to.
And, my brother and my sister, they all have kids. I've brought my niece down. My niece is 2 years old with her mom, who is my sister. So we're enjoying this whole thing, so... I'm telling you right now, I've had a blast. I love little kids to death, and can't wait to have some of my own. Obviously, if someone Googles Ellenberg, you might have mine right now. So let's talk later. Let's talk later. Not now, but maybe tomorrow. I've been drinking, so.
Somebody in the chat room wants to know if Andy the Saboteur is there at the event with you guys.
Oh, come on. I'm surrounded by saboteurs. Everyone's trying to either steal my drink, steal my girl I just found. I'm surrounded by survivor people. That's what they do for a living. They try to survive.
Yeah, yes, and they're always at all of those events.
Yeah, either off your own stuff, like, okay, I just picked up a chick, just start talking to her. Survivor person comes up and says, hey, what's up? I just saw last season. What are you doing tonight? You know, what are you doing, Survivor? Get your beard away from here.
But is Annie there with you?
Is who?
Annie?
No, she backed out. She, I guess she was busy. She couldn't make it, though, so.
Ah,
so,
okay.
Wayne, anyone else from your season there?
Oh, yeah, I'm hanging out with Hayden right now, so I'm going to put him on the line right after I get done. So y'all can mouth him and say, hey, wish Lane won instead of you.
Wayne, there's a chat question wondering if Kate Upton from Amazing Race is there.
Did Katie? Who?
Katie.
Katie?
Yeah.
I have no idea. You know, I still watch these seasons too, so I'm still getting to meet all the people I watch. So I have no idea. I'm still starstruck. Come on now.
Who doesn't know who the hell that person is, ladies and gentlemen?
Hell, I'm rooming with Mark DeLong from MTV. Shit.
Well, who?
You're hanging with some great people, though.
Oh,
we love
David
and Mary.
Awesome.
When you come to a cowboy knows, and all of y'all know, when you come to a reality event, it's like going to Golden Corral. It's a whole buffet of different kinds of shit.
I always say it's going to the Star Trek convention.
Yeah. But hey, y'all want to talk to Hayden? But when y'all talk to Hayden, make sure you say, hey, I wish Lane won because you suck. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, I'll do that.
No, I'm just kidding. Don't say that. I love the guy. But if you want to, I would love that too. Chris.
Lane, we love you.
Yes,
thanks,
Wayne,
for talking
thank you
to
so
him.
Much.
You're not trying. You're living.
It's a rad reality.
Oh, Sally Allen?
Yeah. I know.
Hello.
Hi, Hayden. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Who's this?
This is Cherry Garcia, the Rad Reality Show.
I think that Lane should have won. You suck.
Say that again, please.
I think Lane should have won. You suck.
Yeah, I still didn't hear that. Can you tell me again?
Hey, the best cowboy. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good. Are you having fun down in Florida?
Yeah, so far so good. We're having a good time.
Awesome.
Hanging out after dinner.
Good. Speaking of Florida, we've got Amy from Big Brother. She lives in Florida. She's on the line with us.
Hello.
Who is this?
It's
Amy
from Big Brother 3.
How are you? You know what? We're super loud.
I'm good.
This
how are you?
Hang on.
Well,
sounds like you've got a lot of
party,
people down there
you
with you, Hayden.
Yeah.
You paid for this? You want to pay for it? You
pay for it? That's the happening party.
No, no, no. Porsche's down.
Yes,
Porsche's
yes,
down.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Porsche's down.
Oh. Who's there?
Joey, Leah, Danny are left.
I'm telling you, Danny's got this competition wrapped up.
I'm agreeing. Yeah, I think so, too.
I think it's funny if she wins.
Yeah, I know. It's not what I wanted, but at the same time, it will shake things up and it will be fun.
It will be good TV, Amy.
Yeah, you're right. It will be. Totally. I agree with you.
I'm going to have to put that call on hold. It is just too noisy there.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of background noise.
Thanks, Hayden.
How are you there?
I am.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Yo, it's Eric, American Slayer. What's shaking, buddy?
Oh, my
hey,
God.
Buddy, what's going
hey.
On, Mr. Beer Punk? Well, you didn't win either.
What's up? I'm at this event. I'm here with Lane. I'm here with David and Mary. We're all chilling. They put me on the phone right now. I hear that it's down to Portia, Shelly, Danny, Kalia, right?
Portia just fell down.
Wait, I can't hear you guys. What was that?
Portia is down.
Okay, so it's Kalia, Danny, and Shelly?
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is music to my ears right now.
Danny's
who are you pulling for?
I am really close personal friends with Danielle, and I am rooting
that's
for
cool.
1,000,000%. So Kalia or Danielle all the way. Shelly can hit the bricks as far as I'm concerned. It's really hard to hear you guys, but we're only getting kind of like piece by piece information here because we're down for a great cause during a charity event right now. So I'm kind of getting it texted to me and piecemeal whatever I can get, but we're getting the information as it goes along. And Danielle and Tulia are going to win this bad boy, and the whole house is going to get flipped, and it's going to absolutely delight me. My night will be made when one of them wins. I promise you that much.
Well, I think that you have a pretty good chance of having a very good night, Eric. I'm pretty sure Danielle will win this competition. She has the fire in her, and she was determined to win this, and I think it's her competition.
I competed against Danielle, and she's been a close personal friend of mine for the last several years. And let me tell you something. There is no way in hell that Danielle is going to lose this competition. I promise you.
Okay.
They do not know what they are messing with in Danielle. She is
not okay. Yeah, who do you think Danny is going to put up if she when she wins?
I promise you.
Eric, who do you think Danielle will put up on the block?
She's going to put up Brendan and Jeff because the reason is that it forces everyone to show their cards. If she puts up both of them, it forces all the newbies to say whose side are they on. They have to support one of them at that point. And it's
that's
brilliant.
Cool.
What if she wins the PLB and comes off the block? It's great. You put their partner up. If their partner wins and pulls them up, you put the other person's partner up. One of the four of Brendan, Rachel, Jeff, and Jordan are going home no matter what. So she's going to put up one from each side. Reason being that everyone else has to then, it's like they're calling in a game of poker. Everyone has to flip their cards over, and they're going to have to say, am I with Brendan and Rachel, or am I with Jeff and Jordan? So even though the four of them think that they're together, it's going to force them apart this week because they're going to have to campaign to stay in the house. And she is a really savvy, really calculated game player. She's going to know what to do, and it's going to make Shelly show her hand, Horsey show her hand, Adam show his hand, Kalia show her hand, yada, 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 straight on down the line. She can give a rat's ass who goes home, honestly. It makes no difference to her. She can care less, and she's going to make everybody show where their intentions lie. Period, end of story. She's going to kill it. I am telling you, I knew this day was upon us. I've lived this moment before. And when I sent out Danielle's boyfriend on my season, Danielle smoked us in the next competition. I promise you, this girl is not going to lose this competition tonight.
Hey, you're not fired
you
up
right,
anything,
Eric
are you?
Stein.
Guys, it's really, really noisy. I'm having a hard time hearing you, so I'm going to put you back on. I'm going to pass it along to Jesse right now. But,
awesome.
Guys, I appreciate
thank
it. Good
you,
luck to everyone. I'll call back in when I can actually hear you guys sometime soon, all right?
Thank you so much, Eric, for talking with us.
Hey, guys, I'm going to have to go.
Wait a minute.
Okay, I'm on the
hey.
Hold on, I can't really hear you.
Mary, is Jesse there?
He's her owner.
Hey, can we mute them for just a quick second so we can say goodbye to Amy since she's got to go?
All right. Let me break again. I did mute them. Hold on a second, Jesse. But we have a huge, huge fan of yours, Amy, that it would be terrible if he wasn't able to say hi. Tom, say hi to Amy.
Hi, Amy. I said hi to you a little bit earlier, but thank you, Paul.
Yes, I talked to you earlier for a minute.
I do want to say this, and I know it sounds weird, and a lot of people are going to say, oh, Tom, get over yourself. But I work at a country music festival, and I can meet celebrities and not even care. But when I meet Amy, I am starstruck and speechless.
Oh, my goodness, thank you.
I tell you, and Amy will, I'm kind of speaking for both of us. People like you is the reason why we smile and do these shows. And, you know, we have our own, you know, life. She's married. She's got, you know, she has her business and stuff like that. But fans like you is what keeps us thriving and smiling.
Yeah.
So thank you.
That's very true. Thank you so much. Because, yeah, that's absolutely correct.
Thank you, because you guys gave me a lot. Like, you don't know. Like, when my dad died, the first thing I turned on was Big Brother. That's what helped me get out of it. So.
Oh.
Well,
I was little. And just a little advice for anybody going in. There are kids watching the feeds, so if you want to do the nasty, you better figure out.
Oh, my goodness. And see, when my season, no one had ever done that. So it's new to me, and it's just kind of weird to me that people could – we were so – I mean, when I was there, no one had ever done that, and it was very taboo and very, you know, kind of looked down upon, and it was something that we all kind of laughed and snickered about, like, how could somebody do that? And it amazes me that now it's so commonplace. It really does. I'm just shocked by that.
Well, Amy, I know that you've got to go. It's always a privilege to have you on the show. You're amazing.
Hey,
you're beautiful.
Anytime. Just let me know. I'll be here.
Amy, I feel really bad that we had we didn't realize that we were going to have
that many.
The caller call in with these other people tonight, and I feel really bad that they sort of stepped on tonight. And
don't worry about it. Just any time. I'm here.
We would love to have you call back in. I have so much that I'd love to talk to you about.
Okay, cool.
And we would
Absolutely.
Love to have
I will.
You call back in and sit on the round table with us again. It was so much fun talking to you, and we'd love to have you call back in again this season
and
do it all
Absolutely.
Again.
Absolutely. Michael, just email me and let me know, and I'll be there.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Love you, girl.
Thank you. Love you, too. Y'all have fun. Good night.
Thank you, Amy.
I'll tell you what, she's an amazing person.
She is a sweetheart.
Unfortunately, our call from Florida
I imagine they'll probably call back if they're interested. It sounds like they're having so much fun, though.
It does.
I didn't hear anything about this until last week, Mary, talking about it a little bit.
While we have a moment, I'm going to take a brief break and play this drop, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is HR, the Big Brother House Rodent, and the ghost of Jordan the Squirrel. You're listening to the Reality Roundtable with Michael Cowboy Ellis. Roundtable? Cowboys don't belong at roundtables. Knights belong at roundtables. Cowboys belong around campfires eating beans and passing gas after a hard day of poking little doggies. HR, I don't think Cowboy pokes little doggies. You're right, Squirrel, he's totally obsessed with Cassie, like he's really got a chance. How's your woman Rachel doing, HR? Shut up, Squirrel. Fine. I'm late for deep dish pizza night with Ron Rad anyway. Good riddance. And tell Ron HR says hi. You're listening to the Reality Roundtable with Michael Cowboy Ellis.
And with that, it looks like we have breaking news. Shelly is down.
So y'all know I let my daughter listen to that, and she just smiled. She's, I mean, smiling ear to ear. She loves that.
So I have a question. I'm seeing this rumor. I don't know if anybody can confirm it or deny it. Please tell me. But somebody said an airplane passed and it said Shelley is a leather hag on it.
I have not.
Oh, my goodness.
With a banner?
Yeah.
I have not seen that. By the way, 603 is on the line. I don't know which 603 it is, but I just picked it up without screening, by the way.
Hey, it's me.
Area code 603. You're live on the air with the Rad Reality Show.
Good evening.
Please state your name and where are you calling from?
It's Ben from the Boom Boom Room.
Hi, Ben.
What's popping,
folks?
I
didn't recognize your number.
No, I hide it every time I call, just to confuse you.
No.
Hey, I just wanted to ask real quick, are you going to, is the show going till midnight?
No, the show is.
We had talked about it, but Cowboy has had a very long week, and we're going to go ahead and keep it at the regular 90 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And then what we're gonna do, Ben, is I'm gonna actually call in on Monday for Manic Monday, and we're gonna have a good segment about everything that's happened tonight, who wins, and stuff like that. So we're gonna kind of do a continuance. We're gonna have a cliffhanger, but instead of waiting until Thursday, we're gonna actually carry it over to Manic Monday.
Nice. You mean talk about when Danny wins, Jimmy?
When Danny wins HOH, that's probably what we're going to be talking about. And that, I tell you what, we want controversy in the house. And, I mean, that would stir some things up. I mean, at least we would have some entertainment instead of, you know, but the thing is, a veteran's still winning. But, you know, does she keep the veterans? I love what Eric said. Eric really had a good thought. I didn't even think of anything like that. And, you know, he knows her very well. And so I really kind of feel like that's probably the best choice now thinking about it.
I think he has her number down. I think he knows exactly what she's going to do. And I think that's what she will do. I think she will put both of the guys up. And if one of them does win POV, she will put their partner up. And make everyone in that house show their cards, draw the line in the sand, and let's get this game on.
Right.
I agree. I am really surprised that Kalia has lasted to the final two.
I have to say, I am too.
This could be her week.
She's showing that she's a competitor. I have to give her creds.
But Danny's got to win it. So, anyways, all my money, $5K, is on Danny. So I hope she does.
Oh my God!
Well, you guys should see Rachel pouting right now, right on Brendan's lap.
Oh, surprise, surprise!
I was going to have some people call in from Survivor, but. I figured I'd check before I set it all up here. I'm on the phone to Celebration as well, but we'll reschedule that for another night.
Hey, Ben, I hope you can pass along the word that it was so noisy, it was drowning out other people on the line, and that's why we put them in mute, and hopefully they understand.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they know what's up, so... But I'm going to hop back off and try to get my computer back up. It keeps crashing. I'm not sure what's going on. So I will talk to you all on Monday. Have a great night. And
awesome.
Team Danny.
All right. Thank you, Ben. All right. We're going to go to our next segment of our show to kind of wrap things up. It's going to be called Crazy People Around the World with my good friend Casey Turner. Casey, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. So, you know, I put you on a task, you know, a couple of weeks ago, finding real life crazy people in the world. So what have you found out for us tonight?
Well, I got a couple good ones, I think. First one we're going to start with is there was this couple driving around down here in Texas, down in Arlington, and they saw a Cadillac with big screen TVs in it. And the guy's flagging them down saying, hey, you know, these are brand new TVs, really good price. Even the tags on the TV boxes said $15.99. He told him he would give them to them for $300 apiece. And they thought, wow, these are nice TVs. They started to open the boxes and, you know, saw all the wrapping and thought, you know, we can't pass this up. We want them both. He said, hey, you know, I'll give them to you both for $500. I'll cut $50 off for you. Wow, what a steal. They drive all the way home, carry them upstairs, open the boxes, take off all the wrapping. Come to find out, it was two pieces of plywood.
Two pieces of plywood.
To make it so they were heavy. The couple were so mad, they went back down to where they bought the stuff from the guy, and he had moved his car, and they couldn't find him.
talk about not getting your refund back and over plywood. Oh, my gosh. That's, you know what? That's some expensive plywood.
That's what I was thinking. They might want to build them something real nice out of that.
All right. Well, we only have time for one more, unfortunately. So go ahead and let's do the best one, and then the next one we'll do next week. How's that, Casey?
Okay. So you want to do the cab?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. There's this guy caught a cab in Chicago. Got a ride somewhere. Wasn't home, but he got a ride and went to pay for it, and the credit card came back as stolen. So the cab driver said, hey, man, you need to pay. And he was like, all right. So he pulls out a gun and robs the guy instead because, you know, he had a stolen credit card. Do you think he's going to have the money to pay for the cab ride? Nope. Got $100 off the guy and took off out the car. A few hours later, cops come knocking on the guy's door because when he ran out of the car, he ran so fast, he dropped his driver's license in the back seat of the cab.
Steve can be so dumb.
You know, there's some really dumb criminals out there.
Well, I tell you what, Casey, I appreciate it. And, you know, real quick, who are you, or the person that you were going for the endurance? Have they dropped? Or are they still in? Who are you going for?
I think Danny's got this. She's
yeah.
got it. You know, Kalia, she's hanging in there, and I can't believe it. But Danny, she's the workout girl. She's got this, and I think her getting it is really going to stir up some fun stuff next week.
Kalia's feeling some pain. She looks rough. I mean,
she looks
like Michael Jackson in the Thriller movie. I mean, really, she's really hurting.
She looks like
she's died.
I thought the same thing of Shelly, and then seconds later she dropped. And Kalia's
right.
starting to get that same look. And I think Danny's got it, which I think is a good thing because it's going to really stir some stuff up. And I think the house needs some good stirring up of the pot.
Right.
I don't know who she was directing this towards, but I muted the phone and was listening to a little conversation. And Danny was looking over at some of the people that had dropped. And I don't know who she was directing it towards, but she goes, I told you.
Wow.
Ooh, see,
wow.
That's why I want her to win. She's already stirring it. She's got this in the bag.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and it'd be a good week. It really would. It's entertainment, you know, purposes. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to wrap things up. Ladies and gentlemen, obviously we're not going to know who won tonight. I mean, some of us will, but, you know, we'll stay up and watch it, and that's great. But stay with us and come back with us on Manic Monday. I guess Lily is still doing Manic Monday,
no.
right?
Done. Danny wins. Kalia's
Danny
up.
Wins.
No.
Wow. You know,
so
I want to interrupt
and
say one thing real quick. I want to be the first to say happy early birthday to Cherry tomorrow.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that, Casey. And
you're
Paul's
so
birthday
welcome.
Is Saturday.
Pardon?
Thank you so much. Paul's birthday is Saturday, too.
Well, happy early birthday to Paul. I got you both in one kick then.
Thanks,
thank
Casey.
You,
wow,
Casey.
Danny wins
so
it, ladies and
you.
Gentlemen.
So
we will
to
have an interesting
tonight.
Week. Wow, wow. Well, we'll still do Manic Monday, and Louie's still doing Manic Mondays, right?
We haven't actually confirmed with Dan. Well, I mean, with Michelle yet. It will be either Michelle or Louie on Monday. We'll find more out later. But we will be doing Manic Monday, so tune in with us on Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It will be a big show, I guarantee it. There's lots to talk about. So join us 7 p.m., Rad Reality Show for Manic Monday. We're going to go ahead and close out the show with Cowboy's song, and then Ron will close the show as always. Thank you for joining us tonight. Hope you all have a
thank
wonderful
you.
Weekend. Thank
come
you, Cowboy.
Thank you all. And happy
thank
birthday,
you,
guys.
Thank you so much, Cowboy. You guys have a great weekend, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
Good night.
I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Seen any young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
Thank you, everyone. I'm signing off, too. I'm going to finish off the show with... Oh, man, what am I going to finish off with tonight? I've got lots of stuff I can finish off with tonight. But you know what I'm going to finish off with tonight? I'm going to do this one. Sweet dreams.
Thank you for being a friend.
Before we go, there's one thing that I forgot to mention, and I want to get this in before I close the show. We have a very special guest in the chat room tonight who is with us, Kim, and she has been with us for a long time. She came in with us during a time when she was fighting cancer, and she was going through chemo and had talked to, Kathy Ellis, who had had the same kind of cancer. And it was a very touching show and an impromptu, nobody was expecting it. Ron asked if he could pray for Kim, and it was one of the most touching shows that I had ever listened to. And Kim called me the other day and let me know that she had been to the doctor and had found out that she is now cancer-free. And I am so happy for her. She has been confirmed now for a year and a half that she, or no, a year, I think, that she is cancer-free. And it is such a blessing. And I know that Ron would be absolutely thrilled for Kim. So, Kim, thank you for being part of the Rad Reality Show family. We are all so happy for you. And thank you for being here and sharing your joy with us.
And I'm so happy for you, girl. It is such a blessing to know you and to be part of your joy. And with that, thank you all for joining us. You all have a great weekend. We will see you all on Monday. Have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.